Random House Audio presents Stress Test, Reflections on Financial Crises. Written and read by Timothy F. Geithner.
For the intrepid public servants at the Treasury and the Federal Reserve, who worked with great skill and devotion to help guide their country through the crisis. Introduction. The Bombs. On the morning of January 27, 2009, my first full day as Secretary of the Treasury, I met with President Barack Obama in the Oval Office. The worst financial crisis since the Great Depression was still raging, and he wanted to put out the fire for good. The banking system was broken. The broader economy was contracting at a depression-level rate. Consumer confidence had sunk to an all-time low, and millions more Americans were in danger of losing their jobs, their savings, even their homes. The president looked calm and reasonably comfortable after a week in the White House, despite all the bad news he was getting. I was about to give him some more. First, I thanked him for coming to my swearing-in the night before, a nice gesture of personal confidence in me. We had met just 3 months earlier, and I was in many ways an unorthodox choice to lead Treasury. I wasn't a banker, an economist, a politician, or even a Democrat. I was a registered independent, without much of a public profile, and the profile I had didn't exactly signal Obama-style hope and change. As the head of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, I had spent the past year working with a Republican Fed chairman, Ben Bernanke, and a Republican Treasury Secretary, Henry Paulson, Jr., to design a series of spectacularly unpopular rescues.